Back Football Front podcast. Today I'm going over all the free agency so far, all the re-signs, trades, been a couple of those, all the cuts. So without further ado, let's get right into it. Actually, first of all, I haven't uploaded because there wasn't much news. Now that there is, let's go. First things first, Commanders released Carson Wentz, saving $26.176 million in the salary cap. He had 2 years remaining. No guaranteed money, so it's a good move for the Commanders. It wasn't good anyway. I mean, it's basically all that needs to be said. It's really it. Marcus Mariota was released to free up salary space by the Falcons. Same thing with the Buccaneers releasing Leonard Fournette for the cap space. Let's see. Brian Hoyer, veteran quarterback for the Patriots, has officially been cut, I believe. Dwayne Brown plans to return for his 17th season for the Jets. 37 years old, 5-time Pro Bowler, the offensive tackle. Eric Kendricks was released to save salary cap space. Spent 8 years with the Vikings. He's 31 years old. He was a very, very big player for them. He had 137 tackles in 17 games. He's been a big player. I wonder who's going to sign him. I don't know if anyone has yet. Leonard Floyd is cut. No, he's not. He's going to be cut if they don't make a trade for him. I'm not sure if they have. He's the first really big one. Derek Carr signed a 4-year deal with the New Orleans Saints. A former Vegas quarterback who got released finally decided to go to the Saints despite being pursued by both the Jets and the Panthers. Now we're into franchise tags. Tony Pollard got his franchise tags, which is guaranteed $10 million for 2023. So let's see. NFL reinstates Calvin Ridley. He was suspended indefinitely for betting on games. He's back now, set to play his first game for the Jags this year. Jaguars franchise tag Evan Engram, the tight end. He led the team's tight ends in yardage, which was 766. He had 4 touchdowns on 73 receptions. Frank Clark's expected to be released, which is shocking. Franchise tags going to Josh Jacobs for the Raiders. One of six franchise tags. I've already talked about a couple. He had 1,653 rushing yards on 340 carries for Vegas. Franchise tagged. Big one here, Geno Smith. 3 years, $105 million. $52 million in the first year for Geno Smith with the Seahawks. Okay, Geno Smith's going to be consistent. But I don't think he's worth that much money. But I know that's what he was going to have to get if people wanted him. He wasn't going to go for lower than that. So it's overall, in my opinion, if I were to grade that, I'd grade it like a B minus. It's not a great one. It's not the worst. What's the other one? The Derek Carr signing. I'm going to go with that being like a C plus. Like, it's not good for the Saints because they're kind of, buried with him. He's going to be there for the next 4 years. They can't get rid of him, basically. And if he regresses, which he very much might, and I could see him doing that by year two, then they're going to be stuck on a 7-9 team with an expiring quarterback. Well, old and expiring quarterback, not contractually, but like skill-wise. Lorenzo Carter, the outside linebacker for the Falcons, returns on a 2-year deal for the Falcons. Jets are talking with the Packers for Aaron Rodgers. That's big. I hate all this Aaron Rodgers stuff, but I would love to see the Jets get him. That'd be an exciting offense right there. Byron Jones is going to be released by the Dolphins. That's pretty big. Saves $13 million for the Miami Dolphins. Donovan Smith, starting left tackle for the Buccaneers, is released, saving them $7.95 million. Ravens place a non-exclusive franchise tag on Lamar Jackson. Now, what that means is other teams may negotiate with him. But the Ravens have the right to match any offer she signs or take two first round picks in return for him. And they have until July 17th to work out a long-term deal with Lamar Jackson. That's interesting that it's not exclusive, and I like that. I think it's a smart thing. The other franchise tag was Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley. That's a big one. I'll get back to that in just a second because the Chiefs released Frank Clark first. Third on the list of all-time NFL postseason sack leaders. He is a heck of a player, and he just got released. Wonder where he's going to go. I haven't seen if he has gone anywhere yet. We'll see. We will see what he does. The question for me is, will he remain as productive on a worse team? Because you're not going to get much better than the Chiefs. If you go to a team like the Jets, if they don't get Aaron Rodgers, it's a bad example. If you go to a team like the Texans, is he going to be as productive? Probably not. Now I want to see how he fares on a worse team against, more evenly matched opponents. Not actually, never mind. That didn't make an ounce of sense that evenly matched opponents are. But Giants signed Saquon Barkley on the franchise tag. I don't know. Barkley makes $10 million in 2023 and is a non-exclusive one, as I just explained what that was. If you need to remember that, go back like a minute. So Barkley makes $10 million under the franchise tag, and Daniel Jones signs a 4-year, $160 million deal, $82 million guaranteed, $35 million in incentives with the Giants. They overpaid like crazy to keep that guy. He's not worth $160 million. I hate to say it, and I'm a Giants fan. Not worth $160 million. He's worth as much as Geno Smith made. And he got $55 million more than Geno Smith. He should be on a 3-year 105, like Geno Smith is. Maybe a little more, maybe a little less. I'm not really sure. Let's see. Shaquille Griffin is going to be cut by the Jaguars to save $13 million. The Cardinals will release Chosen Robbie Anderson. That's his real name now. He legally changed his first name to Chosen. Saved him Arizona $12 million in cap space. And yeah, don't ask me why he changed his name to Chosen. That was not my idea. James Ferentz signs a 1-year deal to return to the Patriots. He's an offensive lineman for them, not really that big. Braxton Berrios was released by the Jets. He's their wide receiver. I'll save $5 million. Jets to trade for Ravens safety Chuck Clark. The Jets traded a 7th round pick for 2024 for Chuck Clark, who's a really good defender. I don't get why he's that. Well, I guess I bet they could get more, but maybe they didn't because he's kind of gotten buried a little bit because by Marcus Williams and Kyle Hamilton. But I still think they could have gotten much or more, sorry. Eagles release offensive tackle Brett Toth. Not much there. Gabe Jackson released by the Seahawks to create $6.5 million in cap space, but also leaves $5 million in dead money roughly. Let's see. Oh, this is a big one. Odell Beckham Jr. is going to have a workout on Friday in Arizona. That's interesting. I've heard there's about 15 teams that are going to be going to that to see Beckham. Beckham Jr. is going to have a team workout and teams are going to be able to come. That's crazy. I mean, I wonder how we'll do. I would like to see that. JT Gray signs a 3-year extension with the Saints. Special teamer, mostly. Adam Thielen's released. Where will he go? Where will he go? Probably a contend. My guess is he'll go to a contending team that could use a solid second or third receiver. That's my guess. Kind of like how Beckham went to the Rams 2 years ago. That's my assumption. Tyreek Hill's contract just got restructured. Don't really know how to explain that. It's kind of complicated. Brandon Graham agrees to a 1-year extension for $6 million with the Eagles. It's pretty good. It's very team friendly, and I think that's a good thing. He's a solid veteran defensive end that'll he'll get sacks, he'll make tackles. He's not gonna screw you up. So it's a great deal for both sides, I think. Really, the release of Ben Jones by the Titans saves them $3.7 million in cap space. Not much there. Prescott's contract and Zach Martin's restructure contract just saved the Cowboys $30 million in cap space. That's insane. Leonard Floyd will be released by the Rams. Dolphins pick up Tagovailoa's 5th-year option, which gives him $23.4 million salary in his 5th year, which is this year. David Bakhtiari restructured his contract. A lot of contract restructures. Devin McCourty just retired after 13 seasons and 3 Super Bowls. That's crazy. Vita Vea just got his contract restructured. Vikings just waived Cam Dantzler. Panthers released Damian Wilson. Broncos released Chase Edmonds. And Ronald Darby and Graham Glasgow. Commanders signed Drew Himmelman. Tackle. Steelers released William Jackson III and Carlin Platel. Jake Bailey is released by the Patriots. Here's a big one. This is the big thing I want to go over. The Bears traded the number one overall pick to Carolina for DJ Moore. First, the number 9 pick this year, the first round pick next year, and a second round pick this year, second round pick 2 years. They overpaid, but we'll see how it ends up. Because with such a weak division, that one pick could make the difference between them maybe make squeaking in the playoffs. So we'll see how that is. Robert Woods just signed for the Texans. Let's see. There's just a lot of articles on what I'm reading, like breaks. Bills extend Matt Milano 2 more years. It creates approximately $6 million in cap space from what they would have had before. We got our last few. The Giants signed Sterling Shepard to a new deal. Longest tenured Giant on the team, I believe. And the final thing, Dolphins trade for Jalen Ramsey. Jalen Ramsey is a Miami Dolphin. And the Miami Dolphins had only had to trade away a 3rd-round pick and a tight end named Hunter Long. So, wow. That's an A+. The Dolphins get a very good cornerback in Jalen Ramsey, and I guess the Rams got a Super Bowl out of him. I'd say it's an A+ for both sides. But that's it for this episode. Hope y'all enjoyed. Go check out my YouTube channel. It's got the same content and a little bit more. And I'll see you in the next episode. Peace.